Mais des sisters for this grace, Modi again. It is Sunday's gospel. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells his listeners, I have come to bring fire on earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. What do the words of Christ imply by referring to fire? The following part of the gospel provides the right answer. First, he speaks of the baptism which he is so eager to undergo. This is obviously not a sacramental rite meant for the washing of sin, because Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, has no sin at all. Baptism rather signifies the burden of the cross on which he will offer the sacrifice of his own life to God the Father, so as to obtain for us sinners divine mercy and forgiveness. Yes, the reason why Christ had to die is doubtless that he so loves us. He already said, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So, the fire which Christ mentions here is the fire of his love for you and for me. When you love someone so much, you feel as if there were fire blazing in your heart. This feeling becomes much stronger when you are separated, far away from your loved ones. Secondly, Christ tells people this shocking truth. Because of him, divisions turn to deep and wide, that even members of the family suffer greatly. How can this happen, considering Christ was sent by God, the source of love and peace? Did Christ not claim himself to be the light of the world and the truth that will set you free? Yes, he did. The fire of his word, the fire of truth, helps people in many respects. The fire of truth sheds light on those blinded by sinful desire for money, power, and pleasure, so that they can see the beauty of nature, the goodwill of God's loving and caring presence in this life, even in the dark night of suffering, of trials. The fire of truth restores the hearing of those who have become deaf because of shouts of anger, of hatred, of violence, of lies, so that they can hear stories of goodness, of hope, of love, of compassion, of forgiveness, which they have never heard before. The fire of truth clears, purifies, and opens the mouth of those who, because of fear, have remained silent when facing wrongdoings, injustices, deceit, so that they can tell all that they think is true, good, and beautiful, despite threats, pressures, and even death. However, not everyone would welcome Christ as the blazing fire of love and truth, because they have allowed forces of evil to overcome their conscience, to subdue their heart, to turn them into instruments that spread pains, sorrows, and sufferings throughout history of humanity. Those people will do everything that they can just to oppose the truth, to hide the truth, to get rid of the truth. Sometimes those who hate the truth punish the person who tells the truth. These are the causes and reasons of divisions which occur even in families, among parents and children, husband and wife, sisters and brothers. We pray and we also work hard so that the fire of love and truth of Christ may reign in every heart, in every family, in every society. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kindly all stand and let us repeat our faith in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.